Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
That's right. Hot Topics time. Hot Topics. A Wednesday. Brought to you today by TK Auto.
Hot Topics.
So thanks to them. Steve Hawk, welcome back.
Hot Topics.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, I've been up a while. A lot of coffee.
Oh. Have you? Oh, you're a little wired today?
A little bit.
Okay.
More than usual.
We like that. We could use it. Hawk, I had a bad start to my day where I came out to my car and realized, stuff is strewn all about inside my car. Now, and the good thing is they didn't break a window. But the bad thing is apparently I somehow unlocked the driver's side door. I know I locked it when I got out, but I also had my keys in my pocket and I was playing with my granddaughter. I laid on my bed with my keys in my pocket. I'm assuming at some point I must have just rolled over on them, did whatever, and it unlocked the door. Because that's how they just got in.
And then they're just walking through the lot and just rando pulling this handle, pulling that handle, pulling. Oh, look, found one.
I guess, man. Jeez, I don't know. And the dumb thing was I also had left my wallet laying on the seat underneath my briefcase, my bag, which they did not take anything out of, which was great because my AirPods were in there and they didn't get them. But, yeah, they took the wallet and then just a few other things. Have you had a break-in to your car?
No.
Never, ever?
Never, never.
Steve, I was thinking the same thing. I hear about it all the time, and I'm like, I don't remember if I've ever had this before. I don't think I had.
No, that's terrible.
It's a dirty feeling. Dirty. Now, the great thing was he was either a lazy thief or just completely on foot. Because I had about $15,000-$20,000 worth of DJ equipment in the back. He didn't touch it.
Well, he might have touched it, but he didn't take it.
Yeah.
Well, for that,
you're just too big, I guess. Maybe.
You're able to smile right now after everything that you just explained to me. I don't know that I would be smiling like you are. So
I wasn't earlier.
I'm sure. And I appreciate the fact that you've been able to find some sort of shining light, some silver lining or whatever.
Sure.
And all of this. That's now, that's tough.
Do we let Steve Hawk guess the first place that they attempted to use your debit card, Kevin?
Yeah, because with my wallet, they got my my debit card, my business debit card, and driver's license. That's the one that makes me the most mad, right? Like the cards, I'll just cancel them.
Yeah,
and I can go
go
to the bank. They'll print off a new one. It's no big deal. But the driver's license.
What, were you in love with your photo?
No, it just feels like a pain in the butt to go get a new one.
It is,
right? See, so you inconvenience me the most with that. Where do you think they first went with the debit card?
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Ooh, no, that was what last an night. Answer. I don't know.
That's a great answer.
It is a great answer. Not the right answer, but a great answer. Probably the better answer.
Maverick.
Steve, that would be, that's a great call, right? Maybe get a little gas, get a little...
candy bar?
Yeah. One of them hot dogs?
Sure, why not?
They have good not Maverick.
Dogs. No. Sorry, Maverick.
Although it starts with an M.
Ooh. McDonald's?
That is correct.
Wow. Smart.
Yeah. It tried to run it for $18 and something at McDonald's. And luckily I had already shut it off.
Oh, good.
I had the ability to block the cards from being used. So
they were trying, that was this morning, trying to get an Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they were trying to get some stuff. Yeah.
Or lots. I mean, $18?
That's dumb.
What are you getting?
And then there was a little part of me that thought.
That's one person. That's one meal.
Yeah, it is. And there was a little part of me that thought, God, now I feel bad. Do they need food that bad? It's for just a second.
I feel bad.
I did. Wait.
Steve Hawk's like, slow down.
Please don't.
Yeah, I would have. And then somebody on the air said, well, they were probably just trying to run it a small amount first. Like, hey, let's get some McDonald's. If this card works, then we're going to Walmart or Best Buy and we're buying the big stuff.
Maybe.
And that could have been.
Yeah.
So I instantly was like, okay, maybe I don't feel bad. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
You were violated.
I was.
And you don't need to be feeling bad right now. You can worry about them getting some food a different way. Maybe somebody else needs to help them out because your chance to step up is right later. Not now.
Thank you, Hawk.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. You know what I'm most sad about, maybe, besides the inconvenience of the driver's license, I had a little card for the arcade that my granddaughter and I went to.
Oh, okay.
And we had earned a bunch of points, and the right. points are on that card. And that's gone now.
Well, can you please, if you're listening, just throw that card off to the side.
Please.
Send a little anonymous note to us.
Yeah, yeah.
To let us know what corner right. you tossed it onto, and I'll go get it for you.
That would be great.
I think I do that's feel appropriate. Like
the last time I did lose my wallet one time, idiot, where I put it on top of the car while I was putting gas in.
I've done the exact same thing.
And then drove off.
Exact
and then,
same thing.
You did, okay.
Really?
This exact
same thing. Many, many years ago. And then like a week later, I got a call from somebody saying, hey, we have your wallet that we found on the highway or whatever. It was on Pine somewhere. And so I was able to go and get my wallet. So that was kind of great. But
you know where they found mine?
Where?
Out front of the correctional facility. Geiger.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, but and most of all the cool stuff was gone. And I had already gotten my new driver's license by the time my wallet was found.
So then you just had an extra.
I had two, yep.
I guess that's not the worst thing.
No, well, no.
Yeah.
No. So, and I had already canceled everything out. I mean, it was a while.
Sure. Well, you want to hear some good news, Kevin.
What's that?
Is apparently you can go online and get a new driver's license. A couple people texted that in.
Oh,
you just submit your photo like, oh, I look like Snoopy.
I guess.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So I can go online and get a new driver's license. How long does it take to get here?
I mean, you're asking a lot of questions.
Well, I think you can update your license, but I don't know that you can just go get a new, need a photo, need the hard copy. Maybe, if they already have all that stuff on file.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I think
like
they
it.
Would. Yeah.
Renew?
Was it an enhanced?
Oh, vehicle tabs. I need to get those, too.
You had an enhanced license, right? One of the new
I
ones?
I did not.
The sideways one?
I have not done
really?
That yet.
Well, then you need to do that anyways, because that's going to be law.
I just got my new license in December.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need one of those enhanced anyways.
Everybody you're right is. About that.
Okay. I'm getting you that it comes in, well, either 10 days or maybe a week or two, and you don't need a new photo.
Oh, that's cool. I just upload a photo. I'm going to find some new photos. Bingo. Just
upload a photo. I don't think they let you upload
I'm an one. Avatar. No, seriously. I am an avatar.
I tell you, though, when I came here, when I moved here, and the whole, you know, getting license plate, that right. whole deal.
Yeah.
It was really quick. It was really fast.
Washington rules.
Yeah. I mean, I was very impressed. I got there, you make an appointment, and I sat down, and then they were like, all right, you're ready to go. Let's do this. And I'm like, okay. And
nice.
Yeah. So the appointment thing, it worked out for me.
Also,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
How amazing is this? And this, you know, Steve Hawk, you've probably known people who have moved from another state.
Yep.
And run with their out-of-state plates forever.
Yeah.
Don't do their license for a long time.
Yep.
Producer Steve had it all done within the first like 3 days he lived here.
I remember that. I remember seeing your Minnesota plates in your back seat for like 4 months after. Are they still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're not moving anywhere.
So Steve is such a rule follower that he was like, I have to do this. So I'm doing it's the first thing I'm doing when I get to town. Such a good boy.
That is.
All right.
That
thank you.
Is.
Stick around for round two,
I'd love
Steve
to.
Hawk. Okay. Thanks. It's good to have you here.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Does it have anything on the top of it? You don't know if it has anything on top of it?
What do you mean? Lynn's tuna casserole. That's all it says.
Kevin James.
Does it have anything on top of it? On the top of the tuna casserole. Read where it says.
Oh,
do you put anything on top of it?
I thought you meant on top
casserole.
Of the letter.
Well,
I'm like
physically on top of it.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk, have you ever bought popcorn from a theater without going to a movie? So you just go into the theater, you buy the popcorn, and you say, peace out.
Wow.
I just needed popcorn.
No.
But never done it.
I want to now.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Right? A lot of people have said that today.
Yeah. That was kind of our listener letter this morning. Someone went to the mall and decided after smelling the delicious scent of popcorn.
Yes.
I want some popcorn.
Right.
Got some. And apparently someone said to her, hey, you can't do that or you shouldn't do that or something.
Well, it's, that's the tricky part because I'm thinking about that now. Even at Regal Northtown, you have to have a ticket to get to the popcorn part.
It does seem like it, right?
Yeah, you have to show your ticket to get in there.
Yeah, some of them you do.
And like, what about
AMC
downtown?
Downtown's the same.
Yeah, you'd have to get up to the escalators or on the elevator, whatever. You got to show your ticket to get up there.
That is a good point. I don't know how she got in.
You know what I have done, though? Speaking of movie theater popcorn and buying it yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like a 16-pound bag or it's as big as a small child. It's at Safeway, Albert's, or whatever store you want. I bought those.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, heck yeah.
We just, our buddy but Warren from the Friday show brought in a bunch of stuff. Brims popcorn?
Never
Brims
heard of it.
Movie popcorn?
Yeah, never heard.
I guess they sell it at the dollar store.
Okay, I'll stop.
Like, is it one of those big child-sized bags? I mean, like the size of a child, not a child.
It's not quite that big because it's only a dollar, you know. Well, but it's a good-sized bag of popcorn, and it was delicious.
And it's all like just greasy theater style, quote, unquote.
Oh, yeah.
So my brother used to do this, Steve, where he lived in Seattle.
Okay.
They were from here, but one thing, they missed a couple things when they were on the coast. They would come back here and they would do Zips.
Mm-hmm.
They'd always have to do Zips.
Yep.
And then for the drive home, they would go to the Garland and get the big bucket of popcorn and take the Garland popcorn home with them.
Not bad. That's a unique
Eat
popcorn
it on
that
the
they
drive. It is. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that, it was a fun topic today that Sarah brought up, just saying, does anybody do that? And there was a lot of people who said, yeah, we do it. And then others just like you who said, no, I don't, but I think I want to.
Yeah.
That would be a great road trip snack. You know, I've done pretzels and Doritos and the Cool Ranch is my go-to. Funyuns are fun.
Yeah.
But I've never done the whole big bag of popcorn. Just that cheesy, not good for your heart attack popcorn.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
We are getting a bunch of texts, by the way, that apparently you can do it at all these places. Like you buy the tickets at the concession stand or they just kind of let you in or whatever. So there is the possibility to do it.
I mean, it is a good business decision to let people in who just want to buy popcorn because, again, they're making like $13 per bucket of popcorn.
Right.
Like it's all profit.
He sure is.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they're making most of their money in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
how much for those sweet tarts? Oh, yeah, no problem.
No, and you're just so, you just do it.
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, when else are you going to get sweet tarts? Never.
Steve Hawk, do you mind if I walk into the front door of your home and take a little tour of your house?
I don't. My wife would.
Okay. Here's what I have to ask about you and your wife.
Oh, boy.
Are you guys a shoes-off home as soon as somebody walks in, or do you allow people to wear shoes in your house?
We allow it. We're not that like, get your shoes off. But what we do as a family is, take your shoes off before you get onto the carpet. We have lots of areas for you to go that aren't carpet. But, before you get into that living room thing, just take your shoes off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a very you seem like you keep the house pretty clean.
Well,
just overall.
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the outside of the house looks spectacular. I do that. And then on the inside, it's very clean. And
okay.
She does a lot of that. She worries about it a lot more than I do.
Like,
sure.
We vacuumed last month.
Yes. It's. I know. It has been interesting in my house lately. My son has a girlfriend who's been there, and she loves to clean.
Oh.
She's just like, I love cleaning. Well. And I was like, well, you can stay around as long as you want.
I love that you love to clean.
She just, it's just one of those, she's always cleaning. And it's stuff where when there's just two guys there, it's like, well, we don't worry about that as much.
Right.
Like, well, there are certain things we'd like to have clean.
Absolutely.
But, it's the touch of a woman is sure nice.
I do the toilets.
Do you?
Yeah, I do that out of courtesy because there's two boys in the house.
And you guys are the ones making the mess.
The biggest mess comes from boys. And so I just fair. You shouldn't have to, hon. You really shouldn't have to. I'll do it.
Well,
so I do the
kind.
Toilets. Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, it's all about compromise.
The shoe thing came to my mind because first of all, this is a weird thing to me. I've lived in my apartment complex for almost 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never really met any of my neighbors to where I would not know anyone's name. And it's because I'm set up in a weird spot. I, you know, have a garage that I park in.
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. Thank you. Thank you, Hawk.
Well, you know.
It's also a two-car garage.
Oh, well, that's tough.
But you can't get two in there when one of them is a Ford Excursion.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So anyways, I normally park in the garage, so I just don't see people very much. I'll pull into the garage. I'll go into my house. I'll go out to my front porch sometimes. So that's where I'll see people once in a while.
Yep.
But I don't know if they're my neighbors or not. You know, like they're just...
And just so, a random person.
Yeah. Never really met anybody until recently. A new girl who moved in probably like 5 months ago or so. For whatever reason, we see each other all the time. And so the other night I got home from a wedding and I parked and she was there talking to a friend and I got out and I was right there by them. So I was like, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I go, you know, I got to tell you, in all these years, I've never met any of my neighbors. And I'm like, you and I, for some reason, she goes, well, and she goes, it's random hours. It is. Like, it's never the same routine. It's always different stuff. She's like, yeah, you and I just must both be on the go a lot. And I was like, that must be it.
Yep. Bingo.
That's it. It's great. So she's like, I'm Tiffany. She was really nice. Nice to meet you officially. Nice. We always say hi to each other, but
nice.
Yeah. And so we chatted it up. But somehow it went from that to talking about something with, I was talking about, she's like, are we noisy up there? Do you ever hear us up above you? And I'm like, no, I never really do. And I said, I've only had one neighbor that was noisy, and it's because she wore heels all the time. So she would walk around on the hardwood floors with heels.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, you won't ever get that from me because I refuse to wear shoes in my house or let anybody wear shoes in my house because that's disgusting.
Oops.
Oh,
she's now
like,
you know.
She's like, I am a cleaner. I love to clean. And I thought, well, don't stop by our apartment. If we're ever going to chat, you know. And,
noted.
And she has a son that's like 8 or something. And so I was like, oh, it'd be fun. Maybe my granddaughter and him could get together, play a little bit, whatever. But not apparently at our house because I realized we're not going to meet your cleanliness.
And remember when you go to hers... To take get those shoes off. Wear some slip-ons. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Get those covers like they have.
Get some booties.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's always fun, right? Oh, man.
All right, Hawk. So grab some popcorn from the theater.
I am
today,
going
please.
To. I think that might have to be my snack attack today. This afternoon.
It's so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Can you stop eating? Will you ever stop eating the popcorn or will you eat it till it's gone?
I really try to space it out. And if it's one of those, if I get the big one, and it's refillable, it's a lot easier to space out. Then you have to try to, I'm going to eat this much before the movie starts during the previews.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to take a little break while the movie starts, gets going, people are getting sitting down, and then I'm going forward again, and then I'll take a break, and then I'm going to finish it off maybe and go get a refill. But it's not empty quite yet. Yeah, but we're down here at the poop. Let's get a new bucket.
Man, it's a sprint, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. You got to pace yourself. Yeah, if it's a long movie, you bet.
I always do the thing where I'm like, or if you get the refill and take it home, you're like, I'm not going to eat all this.
No.
Like, this is disgusting.
It's going home.
And then you just set it there. Yep. And then
it's part of the plan.
You go go to bed, and then you're like, well, that popcorn's still out there. I should probably go eat some more of it.
I love taking popcorn home. I don't have a problem with that. I'll get rid of the soda. I don't need that. I'm done. It's been 40 ounces. I don't need the extra 4, but...
Yeah.
The popcorn, come on home. Come on home.
Come on home.
All right. This has been Popcorn Talk with Hawk. Thanks for coming in today, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. And appreciate you coming in all the days this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll be here every day that you want me to.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you. Now Kevin's on vacation for a little bit, but we'll see you next week, maybe Wednesday, Thursday.
I'll be back next Wednesday. Okay,
see you then. All right.
See you then.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'll just call this one.
Yeah, I
don't know where this is.
Use line 2, I think, is the best one to call out on. Again, it's tricky with our phones.
Oh, I'll just call for myself.
Oh, call for yourself. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
even
that
better.
Works.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
That way it won't be on the air.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, clip of the day time, Kevin.
Yes, it is clip time, Steve. And today, we go to the world of country music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Country music sometimes is made fun of for its lyrics by other people who do not understand the greatness of country music.
Okay.
Yep. You think that's fair, right?
I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah. But it's like, overall, every once in a while, like, we will even stop and laugh at some of our lyrics where we're just like, okay, I'm a fan of this, but you're right. That is kind of funny.
Sure. Yeah.
Today, we have a gentleman who breaks down the English language and a song by Craig Morgan.
Son of a third generation farmer.
Okay, so in the opening line of this song, we're introduced to two characters right away. I'm the son of a third generation farmer. So two characters, the main character, me, the son, and the farmer.
I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter.
Okay, second line. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. Not a farmer, the farmer. What farmer? The farmer I just told you about in the first line. My dad. I've been married 10 years to my sister.
I mean, he does say, I'm a third. Wait, what is the opening line again?
Hold on. I just want to. Oh, is it not going to let me?
Oops. Third generation farmer.
Okay, so in the opening line of this song, we're introduced to two characters right away. I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
Yeah,
so
there's the line. Okay. I'm the son of a third generation farmer. And then he goes on to say, I'm married to the farmer's daughter. It is a legitimate point this man makes that Craig Morgan, an international harvester, may have been married to his sister for 10 years.
Huh. Well, I guess if that's the way you want to look at it.
How do you want to look at it?
I mean, not like that.
You think maybe a different farmer?
I would assume so, right? Although, kind of, I mean,
he does kind of say it that the farmer.
I mean, does the I'm trying to think. Does the sound better just in the song, just as
for sure
wordly, like word wise?
Yeah, it also it makes the song kind of fun if it, you know, accidentally married his sister or something. I don't know.
Accidentally,
that stuff happens, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure it does.
Yeah. I mean,
Steve, somebody, we did not get to this in the email today, but I did want to bring it up.
Okay.
Because we talked last week, I think it was, about, you know, harvest and international harvesters, all that stuff.
Right.
And we were saying that it would be fun for you to go spend a day with somebody doing harvest.
Oh, yeah.
Go out there, get on the farm a little bit.
Yeah.
And just check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone, Kyler, sent us a message and said, well, hey, if Steve's going to do that, he needs to come spend a day on the logging.
Right. I remember
stuff
this.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
Is this something that you think we should continue to set up? I mean, we don't have a ton of, well, we have a little time left with harvest. There's people that start a little bit later. Is it something you're really interested in?
What do you mean by really? Like extremely, or am I actually interested in doing
it? Yeah, are you interested in doing it?
Sure, you know, all for the show, man.
Okay. I was hoping you said no, because I was like, okay, then we're going to make you do it for sure.
Okay, rewind. Nah, I'm not really digging it, Kevin.
Okay, good. You're going to do it.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks for that.
I do think it would be fun.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I did have a quick question that kind of just, I thought about this morning. This is off topic, but Rick, you are friends with Kevin on and off the air, you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems like that was quite a decisive yes.
Kevin James.
Let me try this. Kevin, you and Rick are friends on and off the air?
Oh, yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Boy, Kevin, I got to tell you, your timing is just incredible.
Thank you.
You are a true professional.
That's, I've been trying to tell people that. A lot of people don't see it.
Yeah. Well, I see it in you.
Jay would be like, oh, pushed it, huh, Kev? I don't know why you talk like Rob Sacre. You instead go, look at that. What a pro.
I mean, is it not impressive?
I was just happy I made it back in time.
Yeah. You know, I have said this to you previously. I think, in my opinion, there's two really cool things that I'm always impressed by. That one's kind of one's not really a skill, but I'll call it a skill, and the other one is a skill.
Okay.
First thing that's not really a skill is the radio voice. I'm always impressed by people who have that, who are in radio and have like that radio, like,
oh yeah, Jim Diamond.
Like the
Jim's
Jim
got a great voice too.
Yes.
Jay really does have a great voice.
He does. He
I
does.
Think I have a kind of a weird voice, like a unique voice maybe.
But it's good for radio though. Like,
yeah, people will always say, "Boy, you have a good radio voice." I'm like, yeah. I do? Okay. It's not like your traditional radio voice.
Correct. But it works. It suits you. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's all that stuff.
What do they tell you that?
Oh no, people don't talk to me.
Stop it.
No, I actually have gotten that a few times, but it is a weird thing because
you sound like a radio guy.
Yeah, it's yeah. But yeah, I will say that is impressive. Even though it's not really a skill. I guess, I mean, it can be because you can work to, you know.
If you're making it a radio voice.
Right.
Like, people will say that to us. They're like, oh, man, you sound exactly like you sound on the radio. And I'm like, well, yeah, because putting on a fake voice would be exhausting for 4 hours.
Yeah, but people do it. It's wild.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if you could do it on a morning show.
I bet you there's people
all the time. Yeah, maybe
there's people who do it probably. So I find that impressive and all that good stuff, which you do possess. But the thing that really impresses me that you do, and Jay does this too, it just in general, is the whole timing thing. So how you can like talk up a song if there's a ramp to it.
Or Jay and I can be in the middle of a conversation, like joking around. We'll hit the song. Song starts to play, and we both just together can keep talking and then stop talking at the exact right time.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
a lot of that is just, you know, doing this so long, you have a feel for everything.
Sure.
And then obviously doing it with someone else is even more impressive.
Right.
Because neither one of you goofs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like being together for a really long time, like a husband and wife where they have their little thing where
they complete, you know, each other's sandwiches.
Yeah. Sandwiches?
Sentences. What is that from? Is that from Frozen?
That's funny. Complete each other's sandwiches.
I think it's from Frozen. Shows you what movies I've been watching.
I know. And how do I not know if it is from Frozen?
It's the first one. There's like a song. Complete each other's.
Let it go. I remember that song.
Yeah. This is, it's a different one. And they go, oh, complete each other's sandwiches. No?
No, Steve, you're right.
Okay.
Very well done.
Well, thank you. So anyway, the timing of you coming back from the bathroom just now reminded me of the whole timing thing. And that applies to everything. So, yeah. And,
well, I'm glad my coming back from the bathroom right at the exact time we needed to go on the air impressed you.
You're a very impressive man, Kevin.
Thank you. Okay, well, it is time for my final thought, I guess, on this Wednesday, which is going to be my final day here for a couple days, taking a few days off this week and a couple next week.
You'll basically be gone for like a week, huh?
I mean 4 days gone off the air.
Right. And
then 2 days of a weekend.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
That's basically a week. I'm going to, maybe I'll cry. Maybe that's when I'll do it.
4, 6. Yeah, it's 6 days.
Yeah.
It's almost a week, Steve.
That's what I said.
Like you said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like you said. But it doesn't feel, I mean, to me, I was like, oh, it doesn't really feel like a week. But I guess, yeah, I won't be back on the air until next Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, it's the weird, like, two here, two there, and the weekend in the middle. So,
or what some people call brilliant.
I mean, yeah.
It's
see,
a brilliant
okay.
way to take vacation.
See, now you've impressed me again. So another thing to be impressed.
Another thing to be impressed with.
You're
and
just all
it's kind of a bummer because Jay, you know, he was going to let us know if he was available or whatever to talk today. But I don't know if you'll hear from him, Steve, and maybe get a little update.
Oh, you know
how it's all going with the wedding stuff, because he is
he's a busy man.
He is just a couple days away.
Yeah. He just texted me, actually. That's weird.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But this is for something different.
So. What did he say? Kevin needs to get back from the bathroom sooner?
No, he just
said... Don't be impressed with his lack of timing.
You think he's listening? I don't know. Maybe not.
I hope not. I really hope not. Not because of us, but just for him. Like, go enjoy your daughter's wedding. Go... Don't worry about us. Everything's going to be fine here.
Yeah. Maybe
now,
with
that being said.
Yeah, okay.
We have worked 30 years to build this show, Steve.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it in your hands for a few days. Could you just not screw it up?
Yeah, that's...
Please?
I mean, yes, nicely.
You have some best of? Is that what we're doing the next couple days?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Best of?
Yeah, and I got a bunch of tickets and qualifications and all that good stuff.
Well, then people are going to love it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You got tickets? That is a great way to bribe people to listen to the best of.
There you go.
It really is.
And here's the thing, though. The best of, it features you. And, oh, Kevin, I almost forgot about this. We also have those check-ins that we pre-recorded. So,
oh, that's right. Yeah, we did. We recorded some stuff where it'll be us, you know, just chatting it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be kind of live, but recorded.
Yeah. So that'll
be fun.
So it won't
be best of. It'll be never be heard before. Behind the scenes, never heard before content.
Yes. So in addition to best ofs, which you've probably heard and enjoyed, and you can experience that again, you'll get new audio as well. Plus, I'll talk a little bit and, you know, maybe cry. I don't know. Who knows? There's lots of possibilities.
Don't cry.
Well, you wanted me to earlier.
Well, earlier I wanted you to cry, but that was in the shower when we were talking about crying in the shower for the stat of the day.
Oh, okay.
Don't cry because you're here alone. Then I'll feel bad. Okay. I'll probably have to come in.
All right. Then I'll laugh and I'll do all the things, all the other emotions.
Yes. Enjoy it. Please do. And, you know, Jay, Emma, if you listen to the podcast, I know Emma listens to the podcast all the time. Good luck on the wedding. And yeah. I hope you guys have the most fun ever. And it's that time now where you're just close enough to it that you just kind of go with the flow now.
Absolutely.
And just say, it is what it is. Let's have fun.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's going to be a great time. So, yeah, congratulations to them and, yeah, all that good stuff. And I hope you have a good vacation, Kevin, even though you're sticking around here and maybe just kind of relaxing. And
yeah, I'm not – I mean, you know, have a wedding over the weekend, of course. But
okay.
Other than that, yeah, just kind of chilling.
Okay. Well, that's nice to do anyway, too. So, and you got to use those vacation days. So what do you say before we head on out here? I still do have Nate Smith and Ernest tickets. They're going to be at the North Idaho State Fair. We got tickets to that with fair entry passes and a parking pass. I got the Outlaw Music Festival with Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Mellencamp on Friday at One Spokane Stadium, and a qualification for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway.
Jeez.
So still a few things left. Why don't we just...
why don't we give away a car while we're at it?
I think so. Why don't we do... we'll take caller 7 and then let them choose, and then we'll do caller 8 and 9 gets to choose after 7 picks whatever it is.
Yeah,
does that make
somebody
sense?
Gets the leftovers.
Yeah, yeah. I think that works. Do you agree? Are you with me? Make sense?
Yes, huh? Steve.
Okay.
I agree with
all
you.
All right. Thank
Steve
you.
Always needs a vote of confidence.
I do. I do need that. All right. 509-441-0999. Callers 7, 8, and 9. They win something. 509-441-0999.
I don't know if I like that.
Okay. Well, okay. What
just
do you
joking.
All right. Have a good vacation, Kevin.
Goodbye, Steve.
See you later.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.